Kyrsten Sinema, Joe Manchin garner massive fundraising hauls while rejecting Dem agenda. By Jacob Bliss on February 2, 2022. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, and Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, have reportedly taken in massive fundraising numbers while rejecting key components of their party's far-left agenda. Sinema saw her best fundraising quarter since being elected in the last quarter of 2021. Though a report from Politico claimed that Sinema's grassroots donors are starting to disappear, the senator raked in nearly $1.6 million in the last 3 months of 2021. Politico's analysis of her fundraising haul shows that only 2% of the contributions, approximately $34,000, came from small-dollar donors, meaning that the bulk of the money came from corporate PACs and big dollar donations of over $200. The news organization noted that the drop in small-dollar donations correlates with her obstruction of President Joe Biden and Democrats' far-left agenda. Although the senator caucuses with Democrats, she has publicly rejected portions of their agenda, such as using reconciliation for policy changes like raising the minimum wage, increasing any tax levels, and, most recently, changing the filibuster rule. Manchin also saw his best fourth-quarter fundraising last year, according to CNBC. An analysis of Manchin's October to December fundraising in 2021 showed that the senator raised just over $1.5 million, ending with over $6 million cash on hand. A campaign finance expert claimed the $1.5 million was the most the senator has ever raised in a fourth quarter, by nearly $1.4 million. According to the CNBC report, Manchin's re-election campaign raised over $280,000 from corporate PACs and influential donors in the last days of the year. The senator saw the spike in donations after December 19, when he stated on Fox News that he would not support Build Back Better, the president's major spending bill. Manchin, who, like Sinema, caucuses with Senate Democrats, has been a swing voter on significant bills. Like the Arizona senator, he too opposes abolishing the filibuster rule. Both Sinema and Manchin are not up for re-election until 2024, which also happens to be the next presidential election year. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.